The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. Tolling out minutes on the mighty, washing it out of bad seat, rugged a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad utter, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Borough of Blazer, where Granny loves to talk on that strawberry queen in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh, people trust in plastic bands, you're ready to drive in some kind of button, shake it up, you do me. All right, Pharrell with you, Mafia grinding it out on this Friday night as you head into the weekend, watching a great finish in Brooklyn. The Nets 115-113 of the Magic. I had the Magic on the spread, getting 12.5. I had the Nets to win and Magic 12.5. Played both sides of it for you, as usual, hitting lots of games tonight, including the Warriors with nobody playing. Nobody playing. They take on the Pistons, laying two. They cover. They win by three. Shake it out. So I want to get into a couple things on the NBA, like of what I saw tonight. Like the Lakers, I mean, to tell you, they suck. I mean, I don't care if they have LeBron James or not. They suck. I mean, they are absolutely terrible. I'm sitting there watching that game. It was so bad I couldn't even watch it. They look so bad. I was so miserable watching that game, watching them. Like, I'm just sitting there going, this game is so awful. I have to turn the channel. I can't even take it. That's when it went 15-113. So the double cover. I don't care what LeBron brings to the table and Doris Burke all night, just glowing reviews of LeBron. She just never stops with the LeBron. Oh my God. Like when you're losing by 25, who gives a rat's ass what LeBron's doing? I mean, honest to Christ, shut up about LeBron James when you're down 122-103. Shut the Pharrell up. I mean, honest to God, I don't care if he had 23. I don't care if he was 10 of 16 from the floor. You know what they say? I had 36 one night and we lost. And my son goes, you suck. When you lose, it doesn't matter what you do. This league's about winning. That's it. Everybody, you know, ESPN's into stats. They're into stats. Anybody that has stats becomes an all-star, becomes a television sensation. I come from the side of the river that doesn't give a flying F who has stats, who won the effing game. Who won the effing game, Mafia? That's all that matters. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. Don't even start with me.
Yeah, in the end, the numbers, all the numbers that really matter are the ones on the scoreboard for either side of the team, you know, for either team. It doesn't matter what players put up. If you don't win, doesn't matter.
Right, like stats. Oh, he had a triple-double. Oh, he had 18 of 19 free throws. Did you win? And here's the deal. I play now with dudes. I don't even care. I don't care one lick what I have in the game. I used to. I don't care. It's been a long time since I cared. All I care about is I don't care who scores. I don't care who has 30. I don't care who has 20 rebounds. I don't care. All I care about is find a way to put the ball in the hole and to stop the other team and to win. Win the game. That's it. I mean, Mike Breen and Doris Burke, I mean, they might as well have done a expose, like a documentary on LeBron James tonight. I was going to puke. I mean, as Jason Tatum is absolutely torching them like a bong rip, we welcome all of our radio affiliates to the show. So Tatum had 37 tonight. He can go home and brag with his four threes and his 11 rebounds, the double-double, 37 and 11. I mean, they are just pasting the Lakers, 127-105. Christ, just ended already. Can you forfeit? Can you walk off the floor with 30 seconds left? Can you just go home? I know they play the Knicks Tuesday. Jesus, are the Knicks going to beat them too? I mean, honestly, I can't even believe that. Well, they're 8-9. I can't even believe they've won 8 games. I mean, how does that team win with that garbage? I mean, Westbrook is complete trash now. His game's falling off a cliff. Avery Bradley sucks. Horton Tucker sucks. I mean, honestly, Dwight Howard sucks. Rondo sucks. Ellington sucks. Monk barely does anything. That team is absolute landfill trash. You can hear me, LA, and you know it's true, too. All of you posers know it's true. Oh, my God. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Test yourself. If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is a Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
That's our fake Van Halen garage band music that we have on the grid. It's just awesome, isn't it? I mean, it is just, I can't. I mean, what would I do every day without that in my life? I mean, to tell you, we had a name for it last night. Some, like, I don't know what he called it, Maxim or Verdum Van Halen, something like that. Not your boy Wolfgang. He's styling. But we got another name, like a completely off-the-wall name so that we don't get sued. We don't have to worry about the music end of it getting sued. Anyway, I'm now watching college football. I have two games rolling, one of which is, and I haven't seen it yet coming out of the break, is Air Force leading Nevada up in Reno 7-3 in the second quarter. And then I have Houston on. They're at home leading Memphis 7-0. 10 minutes left in the second. And then one of the upsets I have brewing tonight, Mafia, is Southern Miss getting all those points from Louisiana Tech. I think it was 15 or something like that. That's a done deal already. Let me see. Getting 16.5 from Louisiana Tech, and they're up 21-9 in the third quarter. So that sounds to me like that's in the bag. And then Houston, I had to lay 9.5. And Washington State, I have going tonight. Now, that game is 7-0 Washington State in the second, 7.5 minutes left. And then later, San Diego State and UNLV playing in Vegas at Allegiant. That one's coming up toward the end of the show, around 11:30 Eastern. You have any action on those games tonight, Moff?
No, I save my college football action for Saturdays. And what unless you get one of those like ranked teams going on, I really don't get involved in too many of the weekday games. There's so much going on with the NHL and NBA. Now college basketball's in there.
What did you – is there like a particular game that you're fired up about on Saturday? I know we're talking to Joe Lisi next hour, and is there, like of the top 25 games, was there one or two that you were, fired up about tomorrow that stood out to you at all, or you just don't care?
Yeah, I think there's a couple where we have some good upsets that are, not just possible. I think they're very likely. And, the fact that you have Clemson laying to Wake, with Wake coming in there down in Death Valley, I just think Wake's the better team this year. Clemson has been so underwhelming, so disappointing, that I'm riding that one. And I think Utah's going to upset Oregon. I'm with your boy. I know you had on Kenny White the other day, and he liked the Utes. I like, Oregon, all those Pac-12 teams, every time one of them's good and possibly going to make the playoff, at some point they fall on their face. And I think this is it for Oregon.
So you think Oregon loses in Salt Lake?
I think they lose to Utah. Yeah, I think the Utes beat them and knock them out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that yet. I'm really not. I thought there was a point in the season when Utah was playing good football. And I remember, talking about it on the air on Coast to Coast. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Utah's playing good football. I think they had won three in a row. And then I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like betting on them. I'm making money on them. And it was the point they beat Arizona. They beat Stanford. They beat UCLA. But before that, they had it was at this point when they beat Washington State. Then they beat USC. Then they beat Arizona State, and then I bet on them again in Corvallis, and they lost outright to Oregon State. Then they go and beat UCLA. They beat Stanford. Now they've beaten Arizona, and I think everybody thinks they're going to go out and beat Oregon. And for my money, I just feel like Oregon has continued to beat everybody. I mean, all they do is win. I mean, you can talk about it all you want. The last time they lost a game was overtime on the 2nd of October when they lost to Stanford in Palo Alto. And then they beat Cal. Then they beat UCLA. Then they beat Colorado's ass. Then they beat Washington at Seattle. And then they beat Washington State at Outson and Eugene. I just think they're too tough. I mean, all they do is win. They don't have any in this win three, lose, win three, lose. All they do is win. And I know they lost to Stanford. I know it, a lot of people think it ruined their season, but I still think they can have a great season and finish and get into that playoff if they win these games. Bottom line is they need to beat Utah, and they need to beat Oregon State. And they're playing them next week in Eugene. They're beating them in Outson. I think they'll beat Oregon State in Eugene, don't you?
Yeah, I think they're going to beat Oregon State. Everyone always makes it up. You know, every time there's a rivalry game, people say, oh, well, it's anybody's game. And sometimes it's just not. I think they're way better than Oregon State. You know, it might be closer than the spread's going to suggest, but I think they shouldn't have too much of a problem with Oregon State. I really think this is the game for them that's kind of make or break for their season.
So your plays tomorrow, your two big plays are Utah and Wake Forest.
Yes, those are my two. Those are two of my favorites.
And how do you think Michigan State's going to do against Ohio State, getting all those points, 19 points?
Yeah, I mean, I want them to win. I want to say that they can do it. I want to say they can keep it close at the very least, but Ohio State's just blowing out everybody. And the fact that you have to go to the horseshoe doesn't bode well, in my opinion. You could have, you know, a great running back. You have a great team overall. There's been other great teams that have come in there and got smashed by Ohio State, so I'm not picking against them right now.
So you just think it's just like the Purdue game, that everybody thought Purdue was going to go in there and upset them, and they got their ass beat.
Pretty much, yeah. I know Michigan State's a better team than Purdue by a long shot, but still, I still think Ohio State's going to handle them.
I can't wait to see. The same thing happens every year. I said this before on Coast to Coast this week. Every year, same thing happens. Same teams make the playoff. And the only difference is this year is Clemson's not going. Is that about right, Mafia? Like, every team's the same, as usual, except Clemson.
Yeah, that is the same, right? You got Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State right now, and then you have Oregon in the mix, as long as they don't trip up. But, like, three of the four are the same teams. And we've seen Oregon in the playoffs before, too. It's not like they're, you know, new to it, not some team that we've never seen there before. It's just that they don't usually put the Pac-12 in. You know, but the other teams are some that are going to fall by the wayside that we, you know, usually see Oklahoma in there, you know, some of those others that have a chance. But for the most part, it is the same ones over and over and over.
So Houston just scored again. They're up 14-0 on Memphis now, down in Houston. And I was talking earlier with my boy. He asked me, who do you like in the Memphis game? I said, I like Houston. And he said, all right, I'm on Houston. So there you go. We're on them. They're up 14. We need them to get it done. So these games that are going on now, we're going to keep our eyes on them all night long and try to hit some bets tonight. Air Force is hurting me. I need Nevada in that one. Southern Miss, I got with the 16.5, and I got Washington State. They're up 14-0 on Arizona now. So the only game left is San Diego State and UNLV. The Aztecs playing in Vegas tonight. There's tons of college basketball going on. We'll keep you updated on that. Any NBA, any NHL, only two games tonight on the ice in the NHL. It's Ferrell on the Bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
On the Bench. So my daughter Chop has I don't know, some kind of, she doesn't have COVID, she has like a cold and a sore throat and a, you know, she didn't go to school like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, blah blah blah. And oh my god, like, it's everything they bring in here I get. My nose is running like the River Kwai. I'm sitting here doing the show. I got snots running down my face. I mean, it's just unbelievable. If any, the dog gets sick, I get it. My son gets sick, I get it. My wife gets sick. She's sick for a year when she gets sick. My daughter got it. She couldn't go to school, couldn't go to basketball, couldn't do anything. She's been home laying around coughing, sneezing all day. Oh my God, I'm just so skeeved. Can't even take it. I'm sitting here with a roll of toilet paper just in case the Valdez starts leaking again. My God. Just sitting here like, just even mentioning it, it starts running. Jesus. I want to just kill myself. Anyway, I did want to talk about last night. Are they giving out lollipops, Mafia, at Sports Grid? Because I know they don't recognize anyone that ever hits tons of big bets. I just, you know, it's, you know, I go 11-0 in the NHL. You would have thought nothing had, like, it was a drive-by. 11-0. That's not like going 4-0. It's not like going 6-0. That's not like, you know, going 7-0 or, you know, even 8-0 or, I mean, 9-0 or 10-0 or. I went 11-0. Who's your daddy?
Yeah, but it was not.
I believe I got the bread out with the butter too, baby. I can't believe it's not butter. Penguins 6-0 over the Canadiens. Boom. Flames 5-0 over the Sabres. Boom. Leafs 2-1 over the Rangers. Boom. Panthers 4-1 over the Devils. Boom. Lightning 4-3 over the Flyers. Boom. Blues 4-1 over the Sharks. Boom. Wild 7-2 over the Stars. Boom. Oilers 2-1 over the Jets. Boom. Jackets 5-4 in a shootout over the Coyotes. Boom. Knights 5-2 over the Wings. Boom. Canes 2-1 over the Ducks. Boom. And they had won 8 in a row. I stopped that streak too. Christ, I'm surprised I didn't get the call of the Predators-Sens game being postponed, right? Maybe I announced that postponement. Mafia, you've seen me do it before. I mean, honestly, he doesn't like when I brag, but he has to just suck it up because he knows it's true. You've seen me have perfect nights before in the NHL, NBA, whatever. What happened? I mean, football, basketball, college. You've seen it before.
Yeah, I have seen you know, a lot of perfect nights in different sports, different times. But like you said, usually it's, you know, 4, 6. Once it gets like the 8, 10, 12 range, usually that's all, you know, there's one wrong. You're like, oh, how dare you? You know, I'm sorry I got one wrong. Well, to go 11-0 is insane.
It was insane. It really was insane. I loved how no one mentioned it at all anywhere. Except me, of course. You think I'm going to let it go by? Nobody else said anything. Nobody retweeted it. No one did a thing about it ever, like the whole day, because no one gives a rat's ass. You know, meanwhile, we're working on a sports betting network. Right? Isn't that what we do? What do I do all day for a living? I give out winners on a sports betting network. And then you go 11-0 and nobody does anything about it. I love it. I just couldn't get enough of that. Not even a retweet. I don't even care. Don't do it now. It's too late now. I know who my friends are, okay? Know that. Don't think I don't know that. I don't give a rat's ass about anybody now. You want to find out how much of a D I am? Get a load of me now. 11-0. Kiss my ass. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. All I do is hit winners. Everybody else talks big about how great they are. I am great. I'm the greatest. Know that. Live it. Boom. Mavi, I just wanted to, just, you know, in terms of covering it, you know, in terms of just, you know, mentioning it and, you know, rounding the, you know, bases on it, you know, in terms of just the whole from, you know, start to finish, like the whole marathon, like, you know, from the start to the finish. I just wanted to be clear about just what last night's 11-0 hockey night was doing for everybody, you know, in terms of making them money. You know, and just letting everybody know, I just want everybody to know that I did it so that somebody was aware of it. You know what I mean? In the midst of all the stats, numbers, and flooding information they just give you here, just never ending, just all the stats and futures and the FanDuel, and oh my God, it's all just, here I am, just hitting winners. Just hitting every single game. Just little old me. Just simple old me. No reason. No, nothing. Just none of all this. I don't need all this guidance and analytics and all your inside information. Just, you're so brilliant, all of you. I just can't keep up with all your genius as I'm hitting every single effing game on my own. How do you like them apples, Mrs. Baldwin? Mafia, do you think, like, you know, in terms of, you know, like getting my point across on the hockey 11-0 night, you think, like, maybe I got it covered?
Yeah, I think you touched on it enough, just slightly, but, you know, you did get it.
So, like, so you think, like, you know, I don't need to say anything else about it? Like, I got it all? Like, even with the, you know, whipped cream and the cherry on top?
Yeah, I think you managed to get it. I think the point has been hit and people know it.
How do you like their maps?
Yeah. And then I got the Avalanche going tonight against the Smoke Crack. And that's 2-0 going right now in the first. How do you think that one's going to end up? That's probably going to end up all right. I am losing to Canucks.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
1-0 right now, Canucks. I took the Jets. I was, you know, seeing if I could, you know, like the plan was to see if I could go like the entire weekend without getting a bet wrong. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be great? Because, like, I'm in the business of, you know, I don't know. I see things like this. Like, they're in the business of, like, making love to all these, you know, partners and everything and sports books and everything. And I'm in the business of doing the sports book in the arse. You know, the sports book game, my friend. They're,
game
that's their
recognized
friend.
Game.
Yeah, you be friends with them, and I'm going to be their enemy. You know, because we all know how they operate, right? Just so we're clear. You know, can I be clear about this? They don't let anyone win. The minute you start winning at any of these sports books, they shut you off. You will not take their money. They will shut you off, and you will be banned from betting. That's the rule of the house everywhere. Especially all these mobile sports betting apps, all a bunch of crooks, every one of them. And then if you win, oh, believe me, you, they don't want you winning. They're going to shut you down. You won't even be allowed to bet. So my goal is to screw them every chance I get and to beat them every single chance I get, because they're all liars and thieves, every effing one.
Why are you always yelling?
Because somebody's got to make noise around here. Mafia, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. The minute you start making money at any of them, they shut you down. You're not even allowed to bet. How many people do you know in Vegas that you did shows with me there? You're not allowed to win. You're not allowed to win.
Their whole business model is taking your money, not giving it back to you.
But they shut off your account. They shut your account off. You're not allowed to win. And they all do it now. In New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, everywhere you go, if you're a winner, you're not betting. You will not bet because they will shut you down. They only want stupid idiots and suckers. That's who they want on their apps. That's it. Know that. I'm right. Trust me. Listen to me. I tell it like it is. Nobody likes hearing it, but it's the truth. They're all thieves, and they will sleep with your wife and take your house and children. But you take anything from them, trust me, you win 50 large from them, they will shut you down.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info,
you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh. Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So they were giving me the business today on Coast to Coast about my haircut. I don't even know what that is, Mafia. So here's what happened. I went to see my boy. He's an old man. And I've gone to him for years, and he likes me. I'm a regular. Like, you know, I'm like one of those guys that comes in every couple weeks and gets, you know, tightened up. And he's like, he just loves when I come in because he's a lonely old man, and he loves when I talk sports with him and tell him stories and stuff. He just gets so excited to see me. So today I walk in there, and I had, like, you know, product in my hair. So I needed a haircut, and I had too much product in my hair, and it was really, you know, sticky or whatever. And so when he was trying to shave it, it just kept jumping. Like, the razor was like, it was, you know, missing. And I was like, "You having a problem there, Ralphie?" And he's like, "No." I go, "Well, it seems like you are to me." And I go, "You know, it just doesn't seem like it's cutting right." You know, I said, "You know, I like it clean and tight." So he said, "No problem. I'll handle this." And then he went over and he got out some different tool, and he just went right through it like butter. I mean, he took me down. He took me down. I mean, Chop said I look bald with a musket on the top of my head. And your boy, you can see it now on YouTube, Mafia, how clean that is. Like, I mean, literally, it is. I am bald, and then on top there's like a beaver. You said I look like Bert today. From the, is he from like Sesame Street?
From Sesame Street, yeah, Bert and Ernie. And then, well, the striped shirt you're wearing didn't help that either, because it was so close to what he would wear. I mean, I went back because I was putting up videos of, you know, yesterday's show, obviously today before the show, and I'm like, his hair wasn't that long. I don't even know why he got a haircut, and it's so tight on the sides. Like, it was already pretty tight there. It wasn't even like you were overgrown or anything.
I get weird when it's, if there's any growth at all on the sides, like a quarter inch of growth, like it's always, you know, really gray. So, because I'm old, I'm 56 now, everyone I meet everywhere always says, "That's not old." I'm like, "Well, what is old then?" Because when I'm 66, are they going to tell me I'm not old? When I'm 76, are they going to tell me I'm a spring chicken? When I'm 86, am I going to be able to remember anything? So I'm looking at it like, if I last 30 years, which I don't even think I could last three, but if I last 30 years, I'll be 86 and I'll probably have Pharrellzheimer's, the whole deal. I won't even know any of you. I won't remember any of this. And so I'm like right there. I'm right at that point where these things start happening, right? So when I have a head full of gray hair, which I just, it just, because like on top, you notice I don't have that problem. It's all on the sides, and it's even in my beard. My whole beard is white. It's embarrassing. Meanwhile, my mustache isn't, but my goatee is. And then I don't do the whole Femi dye job, the hair dye. I can't do that.
Your beard is weird. Your stash is trash.
Yeah.
I get the Just for Men, the old Clyde, that your beard is weird.
Yeah, your boy Clyde. Clyde should worry about his own fashion. He should worry about his own fashion. Now, everyone talks about Clyde with his fashion, but when Clyde shows up at the Garden in an orange suit, it's like a bad movie, okay? So I love Clyde, but, I mean, the suits are just so outrageous. They're so outrageous. Like, it's so over the top that it's not even sane. So, like, when I start getting action on the sides of my head, I go get it shaved. I'd rather be bald than look at it. I mean, do you remember when I used to go get it dyed? Do you remember? I'd go and I'd drive over to you know, Steph's cousin, and she would dye. I'd be sitting in the chick's salon for an hour with hair dye in my head, waiting for it to work or whatever. And then they'd wash it out, and I'd go home, and I'd have, like, you know, black hair. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. That's when you had the Riley going, the pull all the way back with the dark hair.
It wasn't good, dude. So remember, I just went a la carte. I just went all fresh. I went, you know, excuse me, all gray. I swear to God, if I get sick again, I'm just done with it. I'm going to get a 9 o'clock and that's it, Mafia. I get, it's just everything they bring in this house, I get it. The dog gets sick, I get it. So anyway, you know, I just want to play basketball. Do I have to be sick all the time too? Do I really have to get everything that my family gets? Can I just stay away from me? Is that possible? The other day I slept in the basement. I have a beautiful rec room, right? And I watch sports down there, and I have great, it's fantastic. I got like the pimp room. It's a pimp room. It's not even a man cave. It's a freaking pimp room. And I sleep down there sometimes because it's so comfortable. And I have a fire, right? Like I have a fire down there. And I'm just sleeping down there pimping. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just live down here and just stay away from these people. What do you mean, you people? My family, you know, they don't like me anyway. Why not just live in the rec room from now on? I got the studio right next to the rec room. All I need is, and I have a fridge down here. I have everything I need. I got a pimp room. I got a fire. I got a studio. I got a fridge. I got a washer and dryer. And then I don't have to breathe in their air. Obviously, they're all filled with infection and vig. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't win with them to begin with. I'm blamed for everything. I might as well just stay away from them permanently. I could have my own, like, you know, what I need to do, I think, is maybe I need to dig my own entrance, you know, like a beaver. I could dig a hole into the house under the ground and go through that entrance like Batman. Didn't he have like his own entrance, Mafia? Like he drive the car in and out of like his own like door and everything?
Yeah.
That's what I need so that I don't have to be around these people. What do you mean these people? So anyway, I got it cut and then I go home. I start getting made fun of. And then an hour later, here comes Mafia making fun of me. And then the whole network makes fun of me. Then the whole audience makes fun of me. And then, I mean, the whole time I knew it was bad. But I always look at it this way. You know, I am Mr. Positivity, as you know. And I actually, I think I'm going to die. Actually, hold on. So I knew that, you know, it grows back like weed, like not even like, you know, weeds in your yard. I'm talking about weed, like chronic K-Funk, Swiss cheese, sour diesel weed. My hair grows on, I mean, literally, I guarantee you in a week from today, next Friday, what is that? Is next Friday? It's Black Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
So I believe by Thanksgiving Day or Friday, Black Friday, my hair will be growing back completely. So it's only just a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing, and I'll have hair on the sides completely. It grows chia pet.
You need to have it in by Thursday, definitely, because if you thought we were bad. I mean, I warned you before we made fun of you. I'm like, listen, you might want to change that shirt. You're like, no, I'm going through with it. But you know, that's because I'm a nice guy. Kathy O gets a couple drinks in her Thanksgiving dinner. She's going to be a lot more brutal than we were today.
That's probably true, but I don't even know. I have no idea if she'll even make it over here on Thanksgiving Day. It's been so bad. I feel horrible for her. She's been so sick. I mean, just endlessly in and out of the hospital. Crazy. It's like we've had the worst luck with, you know, family health in terms of grandma and Uncle Huey, and everybody's doing terrible. You know that. You live over by Huey. He can't even see, can't hear, can't do anything. He lost his sight. He's blind. It's just awful. The old days, my mother-in-law has been in the hospital 15 times since COVID. She was in there for 4 months with COVID. I gave her COVID. Then again, I mean, I tried to make it up to her by giving her 100 milligram gummy bear on Christmas Day, and she passed out for 5 hours and almost died. Other than that, I mean, I think I'm a great son-in-law. I never lived that one down either. 34C haven't slept with me since last Christmas. But having relations with me since she thought I tried to kill her mother. Poison. She said that them reefer gummies are what's trying to kill my mother. You and all your reefer. Listen, I could have sworn it was a 25. I swear to God, I've given her those before. She was fantastic on them on the back porch drinking wine. You would have thought she was 30 again. You know, she couldn't walk. She tipped over like a Christmas tree into bed on Christmas Day. She was sleeping for 6 hours. They thought she was dead. They kept going up and checking her heart rate, seeing if she had a pulse. Then they'd come downstairs and blame me, talk bad about me. I'm used to that, though. Mafia knows I can take the heat. I got people that hate my guts everywhere I go. I'd rather have you hate me than dislike me. It's not like I sit around worrying about it. I got enough enemies playing basketball. Can't stop me, though. How embarrassing, too, that I'm like as old as I am and no one can stop me. I mean, it is so funny to me that I'm like their grandpa and they still can't stop me. I mean, it's true. I try not to, you know, get all caught up in it, but it is true. But it's embarrassing that I'm this old and I can't be stopped. And I'm talking about, I don't care who it is. I'm going up against young bucks, young brothers, dunkers. It don't matter. I'm still filling it up. Mafia knows I got that sweet touch inside, outside. He knows I got that game, son. I'm playing tomorrow. I haven't played in a few weeks on the weekend because I've been on the road. But I am going to go in there tomorrow and play. And hopefully, you know, I'm hoping to get in a couple of fights. I like...
But you don't do that anymore.
I don't, but I'm thinking tomorrow I might. I just, you know, tomorrow might be a good day to, you know, holiday fight. Maybe like a pre-Thanksgiving fight. Start one up with someone. See if I get under somebody's skin tomorrow just for fun. I try to get my son to play, but he's working. He hates it, too. He hates working. Try to ingrain values in my son to work for a living, make money, save money, pay your own way. Just like my dad. He never gave me anything. You want it? Go work. You want a car? Get a job. You want to go to college? Pay for it. Want to get a scholarship? Then go play tennis. Do something, you loser. Teach these youth. It's Pharrell on a bench. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, so just so we're clear, next week is Thanksgiving, and I'm actually... I'm on the air Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on Coast to Coast at 4 to 6 East and at 10 to midnight on the bench on the radio. So I'll do both shows for 3 days. And then Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday, we're off. The network will run simultaneously with shows. And then I'm off the week after Thanksgiving. Believe it or not, it is what it is. They owe me all kinds of days off for the rest of the year. And I'm taking it in the week after Thanksgiving. And then I'm off like a couple weeks in December or something like that. Christmas, New Year's, etc. Maybe one other week. I mean, it is what it is. Just so we're clear, I work the whole year and I don't take off ever. No one ever notices that I'm here every single effing day of the year. And then all of a sudden I start taking vacations. Everybody starts crying about I take off too many days. So cry a river, you know, tell your mommy, do something, go walk your doggy around the neighborhood or something. Talk bad about me, do whatever you got to do. I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for all you Fems. Carver High's off the whole week so he can watch his Femi hockey team play in their new smelly arena out in Strong Island with all their loser fans. Did that cover it, Mafia? I thought it covered it pretty well. It's Pharrell and Avenge.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.